Well, let's get more now on that infrastructure plan. The chair of the IDA, Fergal O'Rourke, was a member of the task force behind the report, and he joins us on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Now, before we talk about solutions, can we talk about the problem? As you see it, what's the main impediment at the moment to the smooth and the timely delivery of major projects?
Well, we actually earlier in the year went out to public consultation to see what the public thought the problems were. And nearly all the submissions we received focused around four areas. You've already talked about the legal reform and judicial review, but also regulatory reform and regulatory simplification. And there was a huge area then around coordination and delivery. Can the government and the agencies and the departments do better? And the last thing was probably around public acceptance. Winning the hearts and minds of people, getting people to understand that infrastructure is a good thing. It allows people to work and live in the areas they want to. So nearly all the problem areas fell around those four particular pillars.
Can we pick up on something David mentioned there? He reckoned it sounded as though you want fewer regulators. Is that the case?
No, it's not. In my past life, I used to run a professional services firm. And every year I'd say to people, you should ask and challenge what we do. And if the answer you get as to why we're doing it is we've always done it that way, that's the wrong answer. And I think for too many years, we haven't asked ourselves the questions, why are we doing it this particular way? And if I can give you one example that came up during this process for Uisce Éireann. First of all, and this probably highlights two areas. One is gold plating some European regulation, and the other is a duplicate regulation. Around 2000, the Environmental Impact Assessment Directive came through, and Europe said basically, if you're a water company, you can have a plant servicing up to 150,000 people or about 60,000 households before you'd acquire an environmental impact assessment. For some reason that nobody can find, 25 years ago, we lowered that to a population of 10,000 people or 4,000 households, even though Europe were saying you only need an environmental impact assessment once you go over 60,000. So first of all, why did we do that? And then secondly, Uisce Éireann goes through two regulatory processes broadly, one with the On Commission Planála and one with the Environmental Protection Agency, who are broadly looking for the same detail in sequence. So you've got Uisce Éireann having to do two reports at different times for two regulators covering the same thing. So it's really a case of not eliminating regulators, but standing back and say, why are we doing it this way? Why have we got two regulators doing broadly the same thing?
So are you saying then really that there should be more cooperation between regulators?
Correct. And I suppose one of the outcomes of this task force is that we want to have a look at all regulation and simplification, not with the point from the point of view of trying to lessen it or weaken it, but from the point of view of saying, can we do this better, smarter? Is there overlap here? And can we eliminate duplication?
We know there are two very large projects being affected by judicial reviews at the moment. The Dublin Drainage Scheme, and that one really has dragged on, and also the Metrolink. But how much evidence is there of a broader problem when it comes to judicial reviews?
Well, I think it's important to say in judicial review that none of the changes that we are proposing and which the government have adopted are designed to restrict access to justice or to the courts. We're trying to focus on speed, we're trying to focus on balance. And there have been, during the course of the process, some admittedly extreme examples of judicial review were brought to us where clearly the intent was just to delay the process or delay the project, or indeed, taken at face value, it looked like they were trying to shake down a developer. And we've just got to say, look, is it proportionate? For example, if something minor is missing from a critical infrastructure project going through a planning process that's subject to judicial review, right now it goes back to the start. We're saying, well, hang on a second, surely you can fill in whatever's missing and it doesn't lose its place in the queue. So again, it's just trying to take a common sense approach to judicial review and say, can we make this better, quicker, smarter, without in any way compromising the access that people have?
Is there a danger here, though, that judicial reviews have become a convenient scapegoat when in some cases all people are trying to do is to get their voices heard?
No, and there's absolutely no issue about that. As I say, what we're trying to do is get speedier decisions. Secondly, to try and eliminate frivolous cases, give the judiciary the power to say, we don't believe that is an appropriate or has any chance of success, let's throw it out. We want to introduce balance on the cost area between the state and the individual. So it isn't about people's voices not being heard. It's about practical solutions to make it quicker, to restore the balance, and to allow the judiciary to recognise when a case really has no standing and shouldn't be before it.
I know that the people listening this afternoon will say, listen, similar promises have been made in the past and we've been told that there will be less red tape and that processes will be speeded up. So why will this time be different?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've served on government commissions, been involved before, and there are many really good reports with great recommendations gathering dust in various government departments. One of the things the minister has done, we thought we'd be brought in for 6 or 7 months to make these recommendations. The minister has asked us to stay on now for 2 years. To actually monitor the implementation of this. And I think it's a positive thing. Basically, this group that came up with these suggestions, that came up with these recommendations and timelines, will be kept in place. And on a monthly basis, we'll meet to say, OK, we were supposed, the various departments were supposed to do this in quarter one. Have they done it? And if not, who's responsible? And if not, can we have them here to explain why they didn't do it? So I think, unlike previous task force and... I think this has both the timelines for delivery and a group to make sure it gets done. But now we've got to do it. And that is a fair challenge. The proof will be in the pudding whether it gets implemented or not.
Fergal O'Rourke, many thanks for talking to us on the News at One.